That brings the time to 8:55. Now let's talk sport. Ireland's cricketers made it 2 wins from 2 outings at the World Cup qualifiers yesterday and are closing in on qualifications. Richard O'Reilly, is it looking good?
Yes, it is indeed. After opening day win against the Netherlands, they yesterday proved too strong for Papua New Guinea. Two tougher tests await, though, but to reflect on a good start, I'm joined from Zimbabwe now by Belfast Telegraph cricket correspondent Ian Callender. Good morning, Ian.
Good morning, Richard.
Ian, 2 wins out of 2. Is that all they could have asked for?
Couldn't have gone much better. Pretty close yesterday, but the best performance so far was undoubtedly on Sunday in the opening game against the Netherlands. That was always going to be a dangerous match against the third seeds in our group, but we posted a daunting total of 268 and then bowled them out for 149. Captain William Porterfield scoring 47 in that one, and then yesterday he followed up with a superb century. William got 111, and we won by 4 wickets, although it went to the last over, which was a bit closer than everybody expected.
Tougher tests obviously lie ahead with the West Indies on Saturday and then the United Arab Emirates. What can we expect there?
Well, obviously the West Indies are, this is the first time they've ever appeared in a qualifying competition for the World Cup, only ranked 9th in the world, so they had to join the other 9 teams in this competition. But they've made a superb start yesterday, very impressive, 357 they posted for 4 wickets. Chris Gayle, obviously their star player, he got 123 with no fewer than 11 sixes, so that's what Ireland will be up against on Saturday. But the UAE scored 297 in reply, so they only lost by 60 runs, so that'll give Ireland some confidence going into the game, and then they'd expect to win the final game against the UAE. But looking good, one more win will definitely take us into the Super 6 stage of the competition, when we then play the top 3 teams in the other group, likely to be Zimbabwe, Scotland and Afghanistan, although Afghanistan are one of the favourites coming into this competition, but they've actually lost their first 2 matches, so they go through to the next stage, they'll have no points to carry through, so another big boost for Ireland.
In terms of stature, is it fair to say that the qualification tournament is more important to Ireland than that inaugural test match against Pakistan later this year?
That has definitely been said, and it's hard to disagree with, because the World Cup, we've been at the last 3, and it's the most prestigious competition in the sport, and to make it 4 in a row would be a tremendous achievement for Ireland. Test match, obviously, it's the glamour, it's the prestige of getting into the full member status. The first test, as I say, in Malahide against Pakistan in May will be a big occasion, but there'll be plenty more test matches down the line. Ireland will not be expected to win that match, but they'll certainly be hopeful of getting to the World Cup and all the publicity that generates for over a month, and the fact that it's in England and next year, our closest test neighbours, well then that'll make sure all the fans will be able to get across and see some of the live action at the next World Cup.
If we look at the future of Ireland, looking through the team, a lot of them are in the twilight of their career, the Porterfields, O'Briens, Wilsons. They've been about for a while. Is there fresh blood pressing them for places?
The bowling isn't too bad coming through on the under-19s, but we are a little short on the batting lineup, so we are relying on our best players. That's why there hasn't been so many changes in the last few years. The best players are the older players, and they're continuing to produce the goods. Ed Joyce is 39, he'll be 40 this coming September, but he's hanging around, he's still one of our best batsmen, and we'll expect him to score plenty of runs in this competition and in the test match.
Okay, well thank you very much, Ian Callender, Belfast Telegraph cricket correspondent, joining us from Zimbabwe, and we'll keep our eyes on Ireland's progress in that competition as the week goes by.